the game.
And welcome back into the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A cold, windy morning. Definitely some football weather in the air today. College football game time. With you for a couple of more hours till 12 o'clock. Don't forget, a little bit later on this afternoon, we will have Georgia State as they are in action today. I'm trying to say, was that a 4:30 pregame, 5 o'clock kickoff for Georgia State action a little bit later on today. Coming up a little bit later on the show, at top of the next hour, the voice of the Boston College Eagles as they have huge matchup in the ACC today. John Metapparel, who is the voice of those Eagles up there, and we'll see if A.J. Dillon is going to be healthy enough to play. Game time decision. I'm sure they'll probably try to get him to go, but
if he don't know, they ain't got
no shot. Yeah, they got no shot.
They wasted gas and everything for game day if he ain't playing today.
As we go across the nation, Randy, some of the games going on. The big one in the Big Ten today, that the matchup of ranked teams, Ohio State at Michigan State. And a couple quick thoughts about this. One is Michigan State's a dreadful offensive team.
Yes, they are.
Even with Lewerke.
I thought they would be
Bell,
better because of him.
And their backup quarterback actually played better than Lewerke has played. I think Lewerke's back. Offensively, they are dreadful. But let me tell you what nobody in America – you know how nobody in America is passing against Michigan?
Because they can't run.
Nobody's going to run against Michigan State.
Yeah. They are – when you look at what Ohio State, how they end up beating Indiana, they ran the football. They gave them all those talented runners. Mm-hmm. That's going to be hard sledding day because this Michigan State defense, they shut the run down.
Yep.
And now we go back to Haskins, who is having – a phenomenal year. I think he leads the nation in passing yards and touch. I mean, he has been that good. But these last couple weeks, he's been a little shaky.
They've been shaky all the way around.
Yeah, and you look at this. We know we're talking about, you know, when you lose a talent like Bosa, but we look at what they have, they should be all right. I don't know. When you look at them play defense, to me it looks like it's too complicated. When you look at how the linebackers are just not reading defenses right, it just seems like they're – just simplify it for these kids because they're so talented that you can simplify it. They can just go get it done because they're so talented. The back end, if you look at the last couple NFL drafts, it's been littered with Ohio State defensive backs. And you would think that would continue this year. They ain't playing like it.
No, the problem is they're really young back there, Randy. Yes. They don't have the personnel. The guy who's coached all those guys in the NFL, by the way, is up with Mike Vrabel up in Tennessee.
Correct.
And that was their biggest loss in the offseason. And they can't find a safety. They can't get the right combination, and they're young and inexperienced. I mean, that's and you've been able to make hay against them. Now, for as good as Michigan State's run defense is, they're 98th in the country in pass defense. Teams have thrown the football against Michigan State, so it all kind of does play into Ohio State's hands in the sense that Ohio State only runs for about 178 yards a game. For as good as Weber and Dobbins are, they don't run the football nearly the way that they – and their offensive line can't run block to save their life.
And that's what you just said. Their offensive line, and once again, you think Ohio State, you think Ohio football, you think about those – the big uglies in the trenches. They are so soft up front.
Yep.
And you look at – and once again, you think it's Ohio State. They are so soft when it comes to run block. Now, I mean, you were talking to bullpen when I walked in today, I know it sounds crazy. As great as Haskins has been, is he the right style of quarterback for this offense?
Yeah, and what I told you is I think they would love to have listen, if JT Barrett could have thrown it like Jones or Haskins, that'd have been a different story. But he would love to have a guy who can run the way that JT Barrett can.
And that's my thing. I mean, Dwayne Haskins is great. But we know that Urban's offense is so much better when they can use that. We said the H-back, that Percy Harvin guy on those screens. Yep. Well, he's not a threat to run the football, so you don't have to really, pay attention to that. Now, he's phenomenal, and I still think he's a Sunday guy because he could fling the football. But this team, they're soft up front as far as offensive line. They're young in the back end, and their linebackers, I mean, they got their talented John, but they're just, all over the place.
Right.
And once again, when you lose a coordinator like that, it can have its effect, but they need to – Shiano and them boys, they need to simplify this thing for these kids because for some reason it just seems to me like defensively Ohio State, they're confused back there.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, though, I think Michigan State trying to find enough offense to win this game will be what the difference is. Washington State at Colorado. We talked a little bit about Washington State a little bit earlier, how they are, what, seventh in the poll. And I guess if there's any shot for the Pac-12 to have anything.
They're eighth.
Eighth. Yeah. So if there's any shot for the Pac-12 to be in the mix of anything like that, this is – the last best hope. And by the way, Colorado, after starting out 5-0, has lost four straight.
I didn't get excited about it. I kind of like, okay, we'll see them fall off because you saw the five guys. But Montez is, I mean, he's still there. Yeah. I mean, he's been there, what, 17 years, it seems like. But, I mean, he's not playing bad. McMillan can run the football. I think we're just all waiting for Washington State to trip up.
Yeah.
We're all waiting.
Yeah. Everybody's waiting.
Yeah, everybody's waiting because they're like, are they – because some people think, are they really a threat? Could they really get in? I don't think they can.
No.
But, I mean, you know, we're still waiting.
And they'll go lose the Apple Cup to Washington anyway.
And I think they'll lose that game to Washington, too. But that's what I think a lot of people are waiting on to see. Are they really that good and all that? I don't think they're that good, but that's just how I just don't think they're – the Pac-12, especially that South part, is just dreadful.
Yeah.
But – because my man Herm still might be able to win it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so –
yeah, him and Utah, pretty much. Yeah, that's your last best hopes.
And, you know, of course, you know. What happened last week?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll hear that later. But I don't know how good Washington State really is, but Colorado is not.
There just isn't enough good teams to test them. There's not enough good conference teams to test. And look, give them credit. They beat the teams that they had to beat. You know, they beat Stanford. They beat Oregon. I mean, the teams that they had to beat.
I mean, you got to give them credit. Yeah, I give them credit.
I mean, you almost kind of sit back and look, how'd they lose to Southern Cal?
Yeah. But, you know, they go to Stanford and beat Stanford in a shootout at their place. They, I mean, we were all in it.
They got a gift. I shouldn't say that. That's not the game. But they tried to let Oregon back in that game.
And we were all on Oregon because of, you know, the momentum that we thought they had coming in, and they lost the game up there. So, I mean, give credit where credit's due. I don't think they're the eighth best team in the country, though.
Bedlam today in Norman, Oklahoma, as the Big 12, Randy, can't get out of its own way in some ways. You know, they moved this game instead of being the game at the end of the year because they didn't want Oklahoma State. Well, guess what's going to happen in the Big 12
Oklahoma,
now?
Oklahoma, West Virginia.
Yeah, it's going to happen twice in a row. Here's all I can tell you is that Oklahoma State has to just chuck it. Cornelius and Justice Hill, they got to just keep that offense on the field and just keep. Because let me tell you, at this point, if you can't score 50
against Oklahoma,
you can't beat Oklahoma without 50.
Because they're going to give up 48.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to give up.
Oklahoma's going to score 50 on on everybody that they're
But they're
going to
give up 48. And this Oklahoma, they got Hill, they got Wallace, he's big time wide receiver. And I was looking at it says that, you know, Oklahoma, you know, the biggest problem was their defense. So they fired the defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They're giving up more points now.
Yeah, they've been dreadful.
Yeah,
they were dreadful last week.
Yeah, they're giving up more points even after they fired Stoops. They just don't play defense out there.
Let me tell you what they're doing really well, though, now, too, along with Murray. Trey Sermon has really run the football well. 722 yards and 8 touchdowns, taking over for Rodney Anderson.
And I'm not going to say, because Rodney was a great player. He was, and good luck to him. I think he made the right decision just to get ready for the draft. But, yeah, Sermon, he's bigger. He's more explosive. He can catch the ball a little bit better than Anderson can. I mean, he is a playmaker at that position, and Kyler Murray is still doing his thing.
38 total touchdowns.
He's just doing his
Kyler
thing.
Murray.
That's what I mean. He's just doing his
thing. He's having a better year than Mayfield last
year. He's just doing his thing.
College football game time on Sports Radio 929 The Game as we go around the nation. Northwestern at Iowa. And Brian kind of put a note on here, don't laugh, but I got news for you. I mean, this is like a feature game because, like, this is deciding who is going to get either Ohio State or Michigan to play in the Big Ten title game. Northwestern.
They played their best ball last week.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, that block punt, you know, they had this shot at that point, but I still think Notre Dame is better than people want to give them credit for.
Of course,
for.
Because it's Notre Dame.
Right.
It's Notre Dame. I hate Notre Dame. But, I mean, I know they're a damn good football team.
That stigma of that team from a few years ago and what Alabama did to them is going to haunt them forever.
Oh, yeah.
Until they win a national title, it will haunt them forever. But this game is – we're going to talk a little bit about this game later, a little bit later on today. Iowa's a 10.5-point favorite in this game.
I mean, I don't see why. I mean, Stanley's playing good. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen a quarterback play like this in Iowa.
Two pretty good quarterbacks.
Throwing the football around. Yeah. Thornton's okay. He's all right. But, I mean, once again, you look at last week when they played the best game of the year last week against Nebraska. I mean, they really did. I mean, sorry, against Notre Dame, and they came up short. can they get that energy up again
right.
for Iowa?
That's right.
the biggest thing. You know they were going to get – you got to have that energy with Notre Dame coming into your house, and you know you can be that squad to try and knock them off. We got all that. But can you get up for this game? Because this game, like Brian said, don't laugh. I'll laugh. You can find your way in the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you get a win right now.
Kirk Friend's trying to get another contract extension.
Well, he's
going to
get extended anyway.
Yeah. TCU at West Virginia. TCU's a bad football team.
It hurts my heart. It hurts my heart because I'm a big fan of Coach Patterson, and for them to be mulling away like they are.
They're a good passing defensive team, but they ain't slowing down Will Grier, who, by the way, West Virginia is starting to play just a teeny bit of defense.
I told you last week, this is the best defense they've had under Dana.
David Long Jr., one of my five names you needed to know.
Where'd you get that at?
929thegame.com. If you take an hour, search for my profile. New and improved updated profile pick went from 12 chins down to 4.
Now, tell me this. It said five names?
Yes.
Damn, you rattled off a whole lot of names.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
No, I can tell you who they are.
No. Yeah. I don't want to hear anymore.
Okay.
But no, this.
I can break them down one by one.
That game last week in Texas, that was a great game. That was a great game last week against Texas. And Will Grier.
Give Dana Holgorsen a lot of credit. Because there was no flinching.
Yeah.
If you saw the audio, he went right and said, you guys want to win this thing? Because, listen, that's a game where that's the difference between maybe you got a shot to be in it or not.
Was Tom Herman crying?
I'm so tired of him.
And then you get mad about the throwing the horns down. Go get a sandwich. You go across
Texas
the
Texas better watch out today, too.
They're crying.
Texas better watch out today, too. They could go into Lubbock and lose that game today, too.
Go get you a sandwich. Stop crying.
And by the way, Wisconsin, Penn State, how much luster came off this game,
A whole lot. But my Heisman favorite, he's playing well. He's not going to win the Heisman, but Taylor's still running that thing.
When we get back, guess what time it is? It's time for Buy or Sell. We're going to get a guest picker to be a part of our Buy or Sell segment because everybody's on a bye week and nobody wants to work. So we will do all of that coming up next. College Football Game Time, Sports Radio 910 Game.
It's time now for John Chuckery's often imitated but never duplicated world-famous Buy or Sell segment.
Welcome back into the Kia Studios College Football Game Time. John Chuckery, Bulldog Chuckery, Randy McMichael with you till 12 o'clock. It is that time for Buy or Sell. Let me check my sponsor sheet here. No sponsor still. It is Buy or Sell, unsponsored, on our unpromoted, unsponsored college football show. Sorry. I'm trying, Brian. I'm trying.
Don't tell anyone, John.
I'm trying. At least I don't have to raise my hand today, huh? We have our guest picker, whatever you want to call it, Brian Gebhardt, since everybody's on vacation, bye week, whatever they're on as we end the season. Brian's going to sit in with us on Buy or Sell. So let's start with Randy McMichael. Buy or Sell, Randy McMichael. Trevor Lawrence is the second-best quarterback in the ACC. Buy or Sell, Trevor Lawrence is the second-best quarterback in the ACC.
Second-best in the ACC?
Uh-huh.
Who the hell's the first? I think he's better.
Better than Finley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna sell that. No, I think he's the best quarterback in ACC right
okay.
now.
Okay. Brian Gebhardt, buy or sell. Trevor Lawrence is the second-best quarterback in the ACC.
I think his upside is a lot higher than Finley's. Right now, I'd probably say they're neck and neck, but, yes, I will buy that.
Brian Gebhardt, and I love bowl projections at this time of year, a UCF-LSU Peach Bowl here in Atlanta. Buy or sell. A UCF-LSU Peach Bowl here in Atlanta.
I'm going to sell this because if LSU runs the table, I think they're going to give them the Sugar Bowl bid over Georgia. And for the geographically speaking, I think Georgia will wind up in that game versus UCF in the Peach Bowl, unfortunately.
Randy McMichael, a UCF-LSU Peach Bowl. Are you buying or selling that?
I am going to sell that, not for the reason that Brian's saying. I do, other than the Sugar Bowl, I think that they want LSU in the Sugar Bowl. I still think Georgia would be in the college football playoffs. So I'm going to sell that. But I will love it if UCF.
You think the Peach Bowl really wants Central Florida back in that game?
No, I don't. But they're going to be there. Do they send them out? Do they send them out to the Fiesta?
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, there's been projections about them going out to the Fiesta Bowl.
No, I'm going to sell that.
Randy McMichael. Houston quarterback Derek King is the most underrated player in college football. Houston quarterback Derek King is the most underrated player in college football.
I'm going to buy that.
He's terrific.
He's been my Mac of the Week three times this year. I mean, this kid, he gets it done. And I mean, you don't hear a lot about – I mean, outside of, you know, Oliver, the defensive tackle, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, you don't hear a lot about him. But this kid, he's putting up big numbers, so I'll buy it.
Brian Gebhardt, Houston quarterback Derek King is the most underrated player in college football. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy that as well. Like Randy said, Ed Oliver gets all the attention there in Houston, which is rare to see a defensive lineman get that attention over a quarterback. But King is spectacular.
Yeah, he's been terrific this year. Brian Gebhardt, Mark Richt will be the coach of the Miami Hurricanes in 4 years. Buy or sell? Mark Richt will be the coach of the Miami Hurricanes in 4 years. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell. I think he's there for another year, maybe two. He wants to try to get this thing back on track, but I think he's ready for that next phase of his life and to kind of move on into some more ministry type of stuff and kind of go that route rest of his life.
Randy McMichael, buy or sell? Mark Richt will be the Miami Hurricanes head coach in 4 years.
I'll sell that. I think Coach Richt's like Brian. I think he wants to get the program stable, and I think he'll ride for the sunset. Him and his lovely wife, Ms. Richt, I think they'll end up moving overseas somewhere and doing a mission and all that stuff. So I'll buy it. I mean, I'll sell it.
That game against Duke last week set football back 79 years. I know it rained and all that. God, that game was so ugly to watch.
It's bad. And
their offense is dreadful.
So you look 2 years ago. If it wasn't for all those turnovers, how good would they have been?
Right.
I mean, yeah. It's a part of the game.
Hey, listen, 10-0 is 10-0, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They stuck it to Notre Dame.
Yes,
I mean,
they did.
So, Randy McMichael, buy or sell? Mike Leach is not the coach of the year in the Pac-12. Buy or sell? Mike Leach is not the coach of the year in the Pac-12. Buy or sell?
You know I don't like this man, and it's hard for me to give him any damn credit. But I have to buy it. I mean, they're the best. They have the best
record.
Yeah,
you have to sell that.
I mean, I'm selling that. Yeah. They have
Leach is not the coach.
Okay, I'll sell that. I mean,
I wonder if Herm's going to get some love.
Yeah, you know Herm's going to get some love.
If they get the Pac-12 championship game,
he'll get some love. But I think Mike Leach is going to be the Pac-12 coach.
Brian Gebhardt, Mike Leach is not the coach of the year in the Pac-12. Buy or sell that?
I'm going to sell that as well, unless they absolutely, you know, crap the bed down the stretch and get destroyed in this Apple Cup. I think he's already won it. And I think he wins it every week in his press conferences as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. He's another one of those guys that's good. I know he's crazy, but he's so good for college football. Brian Gebhardt. Jake Fromm is the second best quarterback in the SEC. Buy or sell? Jake Fromm is the second best quarterback in the SEC. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy that. I think the way that Drew Locke has played this year in big games has really kind of brought his draft status down a little bit from stepping up in the Florida game the way he's played the last couple weeks. I'm going to buy that.
Randy McMichael, Jake Fromm is the second best quarterback in the SEC. Buy or sell?
I'll buy it. For most of what Brian said, I don't think Locke has had his best season. I don't think he lived up to expectations coming into the season, I should say. A lot of that could be with Derek Dooley taking over the play calling and all that, but they just haven't been on point. And I think Tua's runaway, and, I mean, it should have been, in my opinion, I think it should have been Nick Fitzgerald that should have been the second-best guy
right.
from the expectations, but I'll buy it. I think Fromm is right there.
Yeah, and Locke's problem has been, guys, you know, same thing he had last year. When he gets in conference and the competition steps up, that's when they've had their struggles, when it was Georgia and it was Alabama and all that, that's when he's really struggled. Randy McMichael. Non-champion Alabama.
Okay.
So 12-1 Alabama, right. Only loss in the SEC title game, would still find a way to get in the college football playoff. Non-champion, 12-1 Alabama. Still finds a way to get into the college football playoff, buy or sell.
All right, so if that's the case, I mean, Georgia would be in. Clemson definitely will be in. Mm-hmm. And we'll have to see about Michigan and Notre Dame. So if Michigan and Notre Dame both lose, yeah, they're getting in. Yeah, without a doubt. No question. Even if Michigan wins, Notre Dame still might get in.
Do you think that Alabama, I think Alabama at 12-1, not the SEC title, could still get in over Oklahoma as the Big 12 champion?
I agree 100%. They did last year, right? They did over the Big 10 champion.
Yeah, Big 10 champion.
Big 10 champion.
Now, the Big 10 champion had two losses.
That is true.
Too,
but no, I think Bama will get in They'll find some way to get Nick in there.
Yeah.
All right, that's just what it is.
Yeah, Brian Gebhardt, buy or sell, non-champion Alabama at 12-1, still a playoff team.
I'm going to sell this. It has to be the only way that happens is if Notre Dame loses. Because if you have one loss Michigan or one loss Ohio State as the Big Ten champion, they're going to get in over Alabama.
I don't think so.
Especially Michigan, the way that they're playing, the way that they are in the voting, I think Alabama drops to 5. As much as they don't want to, it has to happen.
I think Alabama gets in over one loss Ohio State.
I do too.
And Oklahoma.
One loss Michigan, that'd be awesome.
I think one loss Michigan, they're in. I think they're in the playoff. I think Ohio State, with how they lost, I think that's going to affect them greatly. Let's see here. Randy McMichael. Brian Gebhardt. Michigan is the best one-loss team in America. Buy or sell. Michigan is the best one-loss team in America. Buy or sell. Of course, they were fourth in the playoff poll this week behind Notre Dame, Clemson, and Alabama. Michigan is the best one-loss team in America.
I'm going to sell it. That defense is really good right now, but I'm going to be a little biased here, take my dogs. I think if they played on a neutral field, that UGA would take down Michigan right now.
Randy McMichael, Michigan is the best one-loss team in America, buy or sell.
I'm 100% on board with what Brian said. And it's not being a homer. I just think Georgia's a better all-around team than Michigan. Once again, that defense, I mean, it could be a 9-6 game, as great as that defense is. My thing, can Shay, I know Higdon can run the football. They got playmakers, but can Shay be that dude? I mean, he's playing well, but it's not like they're explosive.
He's not playing like a national championship quarterback.
Thank you. I'll sell it for the same reason that Brian said.
So you hate Michigan?
I didn't say that. I'm the one guy at the station that has been defending Jim Harbaugh, talking about just let him get a quarterback. Just let him get a quarterback and see what they can do.
Randy McMichael, Travis Etienne will beat out Benny Snell and be on the first-team All-American team. Because I think Jonathan Williams is going to be.
Jonathan Williams is in there.
Yeah.
Jonathan Williams.
Or Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor, you threw me out. You know Jonathan Taylor's going to be on there. He's having an outstanding year.
Travis Etienne will beat out Benny Snell for first-team All. And I don't think they're going to give it to like
Singletary. First-team All-American?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give it to Singletary, Memphis, and all that. I think it's still going to be one of the big guys.
First-team All-American. I'm going to buy that. I'll buy that because Clemson's going to have bigger games.
Etienne's had a monster year.
They have finally started giving this damn kid the ball.
Yep.
And what he has, 15 rushing touchdowns.
999 yards.
30 runs of 10-plus. Yeah, he'll be first-team All-American.
Brian Gebhardt, Travis Etienne beats out Benny Snell for first-team All-American.
I'm going to sell this. I think people like the story of Kentucky too much. I think Snell finishes strong, and I believe their last game of the year is going to be against Louisville. Mm-hmm. So he's going to put up giant numbers in his last game of the season to secure his spot on that first team.
Yeah, who do they got besides Tennessee? They've got a nobody team as well, don't they?
You're talking about Kentucky?
Yeah, Kentucky's got a scrub in between. They got Vanderbilt?
They got Tennessee, Middle Tennessee, and Louisville.
That's right. Yeah, Middle Tennessee. Oy vey. And finally, Brian Gebhardt. It's one of my favorite bowl games that always takes place. A Washington-Texas Alamo Bowl. Buy or sell. A Washington-Texas Alamo Bowl. Buy or sell.
I'll buy that. That's a good matchup, too. Those are two, you know, programs that are trying to find their way right now, but I'll buy that. That'll be a good match. That'll be a good bowl game right there.
Always a Big 12, Pac-12 matchup, Randy. A Washington-Texas Alamo Bowl, buy or sell.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
I like that
matchup. And it's a fun bowl. I go back to Drew Brees and Michael Bishop, that game, and it's always been a fun bowl game.
I go back to Mason Rudolph was it Mariota or who was it? Oregon and Oklahoma State hooked up in one of those games too.
Yeah, so I wouldn't mind it, so I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I think those two teams are not on the cusp of trying to get into one of the bigger games. So, and that is buy or sell. Brian, anything change on the sponsorship since we started? No, nothing. Yeah. Still unsponsored? Okay.
How about this? I just saw this this tweet coming out that Todd Nick Shay is under the impression that your guy Kyler Murray is not a lock to play baseball.
Yeah.
Why not?
I've been hearing
come
that. On, I've been hearing that. That maybe he loves it too much and will come back.
Man, please.
If you're the Oakland A's, by the way.
No, you ain't going.
Right.
Get your ass over here, man.
Right. We gave you all this money as a signing bonus. Because, you know, his signing bonus is like the same amount that Lincoln Riley's making this year or something like that.
No, sir. Great job.
Really nice year. No. Yeah. It is our Max of the Week. We'll take a look back at our three top players, coaches, performers, all of that good stuff. when we get back. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery here on College Football Game Time from the Key Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports.
College Football Game Time. Back in the Key Studios, Randy McMichael and John Chuckery with you on a cold, windy Saturday morning. That music can only mean one thing. It is time for our Max of the Week, where we look back to action in last week's college football. Players, coaches, units, what have you. The award named in honor
of me.
Of our
yes,
Mac,
me,
Randy
me.
McMichael.
So we'll get this thing started.
One half of Mac and Z. Sorry.
It's been some dominant performances. But I don't think anybody put on a show other than Alabama defensive line of Quinnie Williams, man. This guy was a one-man wrecking crew.
How much money did he make on
Bro, he made him so much bread off that game. I mean, he's been good all year.
No, he has been, yeah.
But last Saturday down in LSU, this guy was wrecking
shop. Yeah, but their defense isn't any good so far this year.
Yeah, it's overrated as far as, you know, let some people tell him. 10 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2.5 sacks. And I'm talking about they could not do anything with him. They had a clip one time, John, where they double-teamed him, and just watching him split it and just grown man that double team and go get the quarterback sack, unbelievable. This young man had a dominant performance last night in the biggest game of Saturday. So Quinnie Williams from Alabama is my first Mac of the Week.
Hard to argue. I mean, he was the most destructive force on the football field. And I got news for you. It wouldn't have mattered if 40 played in the first half or not of that game at the end of the day. Are you giving the other two? Or?
I mean, I can do that. Yeah. My second one is Will Greer. He's a guy that, you know, he was your Heisman favorite coming into the season.
And one of them. Yeah.
And he's still putting up big numbers. But that game, just the way they won the game down in Texas, I'll give a lot of credit to the head coach, too, allowing this young man to do the two-point conversion. But overall, he was solid, 28 of 42, 346, 3 touchdowns, along with that game-winning two-point conversion. He's been solid all year long.
Outside the Iowa State game, Randy, I think he's had 332 yards or more in every game he's played except for Iowa State.
He's been solid all year
long. And listen, they're in the hunt for, obviously, the Big 12 championship. They're right there.
And then my last one, that Michigan defense, man. I mean, they and Don Brown, I mean, they held Penn State to 186 yards total. Mm-hmm. 3 turnovers. 11 first downs.
By the way, that's
total.
Like the most yards they've given up in four weeks or something like that.
They were beating up Penn State, and you saw the athleticism in the back end. And then, I mean, you knock McSorley out, backup comes in, you get a pick six. I mean, that defense and Don Brown. And I look at him, you look at him like Bud Foster. Like, he might just be there forever at Michigan.
Who you want, Michigan, Clemson, or Bama's defense? Which one you want?
Man.
Which one you want?
Whoa. I'll take Michigan's.
So you hate Bama and Clemson?
Yeah.
They're really good. I mean,
but they've been good since he's been there,
right,
though.
Exactly.
That's the thing about it. They've been good.
By the way, though, they've lost a crap ton of personnel out of their defense.
Who's a better linebacker than Bush, man? I love White. We love him down there in LSU. But this kid ain't too far back.
But you think about how much they've lost over the last
two
years.
They lost
their
best defensive player this year. Gary ain't coming back. Go down there. You, Ed Oliver. And Bosa and everybody, y'all go down to Miami, start training and working out.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Put the parachute on your back
He was their best D lineman. Mm-hmm. And he's done. And they're still just beating up people. Mm-hmm. And that revenge tour, it's real.
Yeah,
it's real. Yeah. I would love to be like in the locker room during the week as they talk about these people that you know, disrespect them last year, who they're just beating up right now.
Well, come to Columbus and do something then.
Hey, that's all I care about. Do something. Mm-hmm.
Well, I went a little bit out of the box this week because there were some obvious, but I went a little bit different. My first Mac of the Week, Randy, that UJ rushing offense last week. 331 yards, Randy, 6.6 yards an attempt. They had 50 carries, so they kept to the run with 3 touchdowns, and I loved it. I mean, that's Georgia football right there, and they were committed to the run against a team that's obviously made its bread and butter off of its defense and not letting teams score on it. And, you know, Georgia scored basically 3 times as many points they were giving up per game. But 331 on 50 carries last
I just
week.
Like I said, I was one of the we were talking about Swift. I tweeted out, that's the DeAndre Swift we were waiting on.
Yeah.
Because the game, he looked so good. That first touchdown run, the way he's able to stop on a dime and still be able to run with power. – And he also here 13 is nipping at him now. Everybody's holding.
Yeah, yeah.
And he played well.
Yeah,
I mean,
he did too.
What he does so well is his patience to work down the line of scrimmage and then just come out. Even though usually when you see those kind of runs that Holyfield make, it's out the back door. Yeah. It's that cutback. But he runs it to the front side, John, and he has enough speed to get around that edge and get those yards. But a guy last week, I said that we were talking about Josh Allen
who's
Kentucky.
A good defensive player.
Great defensive. I said, if they stop him, even though he had those two fumble recoveries, yeah. And that's what frustrated me was having that freshman center in. You give up two scoring positions for Georgia last weekend, and he recovers both fumbles. But outside of that, he was a non-factor. He was a non-factor last week.
But didn't
in the game.
It feel like that Kentucky was never going to win that game?
No,
like,
it didn't.
It just never.
We
talked about 27-10.
Yeah.
Like, don't be surprised. It was 27-10.
We sure did. And they were able to shut down Benny Snell.
Yeah.
And you cut the head off. You cut the head off.
But, yeah.
And not just the offense, the whole team. They cut the head off.
Yeah.
And big ups to them.
My second Mech of the Week is I'm giving it to Dana Holgorsen because I think he's playing with house money. I told you in the break, he probably shouldn't have been the West Virginia coach coming back this year, and he's been probably on the outs the last couple of years. But he had never at one moment hesitated or had to think about what he was going to do on that two-point conversion.
No.
You saw the video. I mean, he basically told Will Greer, you guys want to go win this thing? Let's go win this thing, you know. And they did. Great play call. Did you see that Texas people were upset because they thought Will Greer celebrated too much on that two-point conversion?
Wouldn't I tell you, Herman and the Texas fans, y'all need to go get a sandwich and shut the blank
up. They were upset because they thought he celebrated too much, and should that have been a penalty? And I'm like,
really?
Are you kidding me?
Is that where we're at right now?
Yeah.
Y'all trying to take
– Yeah.
Stop him.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
talked
You're
about
Texas,
it.
Right?
We talked about it. That's why I said, when Herman – he was crying at that press conference. He was little –
You can have them.
You can have him.
Yeah,
he's
you
a little,
can have him. You can
ooh,
have him.
Boy, if we was
you
on XM right now, what I would have called him. Because that's how he is. He's a little whiny, little ugh.
College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9.
Yeah, he probably is from Ohio somewhere. You know how they make y'all.
I don't know. Is he from Ohio?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
He's soft.
I'll look it up.
He's so soft.
Look
and
that,
and that's and they soft too for that getting mad
exactly.
about a damn
yeah, I don't
celebration.
Want to, yeah. yeah, they were all mad that Will Greer celebrated too much on the 2-point. He just won the football
man,
game.
Man, go do some push-ups and be quiet.
Think Florida wishes they had him?
Yeah.
Randy, my final Mac of the week, your guy, Khalil Tate, man.
My man. 17, you see him last week,
17
huh?
for 22, 350 yards. He averaged 15.9 yards an attempt. In that game last week, 5 touchdowns.
You saw that
in the game through 15 yards. The funny part, he only had 15 rushing yards, Randy, in that game last week. But 17-22, 350, 5 touchdowns for Khalil Tate. After his coaches tried to kill him,
they just try. I mean, what the hell were they trying to do? And don't look now, John. As much as we bashed on Kevin Sumlin, they're leading the South.
Yeah, it's because that division, Randy.
They're leading
the
South.
I mean. All Utah's got to do is win, and they'll be Utah's the one team out of that division that hasn't played in a Pac-12 championship game, and all they had to do is win, and they were on the track, and they
that's why Brian is the best producer in the world. Brian, tell us where Tom Herman's from.
Oh, he's born in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, is
John.
It? Okay.
Yeah, he's one of you.
Okay. Soft.
No, that's South Ohio. We don't count
whatever,
those people.
Dude. That's
you, almost in
that's
Kentucky.
That's where you get that crying from.
That's,
huh?
That's one river. That's one river bridge pass to be in Kentucky.
Yeah, Khalil Tate, he played so well. And right now, we talked about it earlier, this Pac-12 South is just garbage.
It is.
But
nobody
right
wants
now, it. Kevin Sumlin, he saved his job because we thought he was going to be up out of there after 1 year. But yeah, that was my high. I thought he was going to be in New York. I really thought big things about
him. He was
kid.
Terrific last week.
Man,
I mean, no
good,
question
good
about
him,
it.
Man.
So,
good for
yeah,
him.
Yeah. So there you go. Max of the week. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, we're going to talk to the voice of the Boston College Eagles, John Metapparel. As Randy, it is confirmed that A.J. Dillon will start today and play against Clemson. I don't know how healthy he's going to be. We'll try to get an update from John, who, by the way, spells his name correctly, J-O-N.
Oh,
so we know he's a good person.
Yeah.
Maybe he's from Ohio too.
I doubt it.
Brian, look that up. See where he's from. But yeah, I don't know. I know he's playing. He's been banged up
these last several
weeks.
But he's been running hard though. That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
He's been running hard.
Look great
these last
against
couple
Miami.
Weeks. Look great. I mean, who hasn't looked great against Miami?
Yeah.
But no, this
they made
guy,
Duke look good.
This guy. I mean, he's all. I mean, can the quarterback make him? He's athletic as hell. The quarterback, Anthony, is it Davis? But no, he's Anthony Brown. I'm sorry. He's he is very talented, but they ain't seen nothing like them boys in orange, and they on a mission right now. and they playing like, you know, Dabo had the funny joke, the Alabama, then everybody else, Dabo was talking about the buses or whatever. No, that Clemson team.
Yeah, they've scored like, over 50 the last 4 weeks or something like that.
They ain't playing around.
They're not messing around.
They're not messing around.
No, they're doing it on both sides of the ball, by the way. They've become the ultimate.
Defense has been great
competitor
all year long.
Yeah, but no, they're at that level where we thought.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll talk to John Metaparl about this Boston College-Clemson matchup when we get back. It is college football game time. We're live from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You guys have been to Ohio, and folks want to get out of there as fast as they could. I think that's what
especially Canton.
I spent 18 months in Cincinnati, and it was 18 to felt like 18 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.